الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today is the 1st of Muharram, the year 1447. It's the beginning of the new month also. It's the beginning of the new year also. And we should be conscious of it. How many of us are really conscious that it's a new year? When it's the English New Year, 1st of January, everyone is conscious. It shows our allegiance. We have got more regard for the English year than for the Islamic year. So this is the first, and the calendar Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had made for us. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri indallah. The number of months by Allah Ta'ala, according to Allah, 12 shahran fi kitabillah, are 12 months, and this is written in the book of Allah, Lawhi Mahfuz. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. And when Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah maintained the same system of 12 months. And that refers to the 12 lunar months, what we call the Islamic calendar. And of them, minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months are the sacred months, ashhuri hurum. So, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And that is the proper, firm system of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the system, and it is for us that we maintain the Islamic calendar, the Islamic year. In about the 17th year of Hijri, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had written a letter to one of his governors, but it was not dated, there was no date. So the governor referred to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that if we have a date, it is advisable, it is proper, we should have a date. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu summoned the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and made mashura with them about an Islamic calendar. This also shows that where Islam is a complete different religion, unique in everything, it had to have its own calendar also. It couldn't go by no calendar, or it couldn't go by the what we call the Gregorian calendar, or rather what we call normally the English calendar or the Roman calendar. Islam had to have its own calendar. So then they decided that we will have our own calendar also. And from where will it start? Which year will the calendar start? There were various suggestions made. From the time of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time of the first revelation, etc. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu just liked the suggestion that it must be by the birth, because what we call the English calendar is according to the birth of Isa alayhi salam. Though it is not exactly also, but they refer it to it as that according to the birth of Isa alayhi salam. So Nabi Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then chose the month of the year of Hijri. And the Hijrat, it was a great lesson. One was, it could be on the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the passing away. But that will always refresh the sorrow of the passing away of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by the Hijrat, the great, great amal of Hijrat will come to the mind of the Muslims. And in fact, our calendar is called the Hijri calendar. We call the other the Isri calendar, according to the birth of Isa alayhi salam. And our calendar, we refer it to it as the Hijri calendar. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif المهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه. A real muhajir is that person who makes hijrat from all that what Allah has made haram for him. So hijrat is actually, we know, and at the beginning of Islam, when Muslims went to Medina Sharif, hijrat was compulsory, it was farz. Wherever Muslims were living, they were, it was a farz upon them to come away and come and live in Darul Hijrah, to come and live in Medina Sharif, where there was a pure Islamic environment. And from there we also learn another great lesson. To live in a place where there is a proper Islamic environment is very, very important. Living in a place where, like today commonly, Muslims are going to live in countries where they are in the minority, or they live in our country also. We go and live in areas where Muslims are in the minority. This has a very negative effect on a person's iman. Where we have an Islamic environment, where you hear adhan. One good friend of mine says, living in an area in Johannesburg, and his parents are in Azadburg, and he came to spend a weekend with them. But when he heard the Fajr adhan, he just felt very different. Because where he lives, there is no Fajr adhan also. So many such areas where we live, we don't hear the adhan. Or though there is a masjid, but they don't permit the adhan to be given loudly. So then we don't hear, the women folk are deprived of hearing the adhan. And the adhan itself has got a great effect on a person. The message of adhan is not only for a new Muslim, but even for an old Muslim. And to reply to the adhan, only a person will be conscious when he will hear the adhan. So it is very, very important that we live in an Islamic environment. But unfortunately today, we have parted, we have exchanged our deen for the petty gains of this dunya, that we don't realize the value of our deen. So we should, the past year has passed now, 1446. Whatever gunas we have committed, we should make hijrat from them. Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahaa Allahu an. And we come in the new year without any of those gunas, whether they were especially to do with our aqaid. And today normally a person makes tawbah because he wasn't making namaz, for example. Or he was eating things which he was not supposed to eat. All those things are very important also. But the most important is our aqaid and our beliefs, our Islamic way of thinking, which today by and large we have almost lost completely. Like for example, we should be opting for the Islamic calendar, and everything of ours should be according to Islamic dates. But we find almost any function, Islamic function that is taking place, but the dates that are given are the English dates. There is no reference to the Islamic date. So much so that our annual Tablighi Ijtima also that takes place. We all will, the English dates will be written, the Islamic dates are not referred to at all. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, lamenting on this point, he says that to maintain the Islamic calendar and to know the Islamic dates is a farz e kifaya. That is, it is farz on the whole ummah that we see that we maintain the Islamic dates. And if for business purposes and we are dealing with non-Muslims and we use the English date, what we call, then that is okay. But our own matters that are, for example, having a nikah, then the date should be given an Islamic date. Nikah is a pure Islamic thing, and it is amongst Muslims only. But we all use only the English date, no reference to the Islamic date. And the sad part, as I'm speaking now, we don't even think it a deficiency in us. It is just one thing, well, we are not doing it, we're not doing it. But it is a major deficiency in our iman, that we are not conscious of our Islamic values. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we become conscious, and that, for example, with our students also, especially our old students, and that will be the case with most probably all, with almost all of us, that which year did you graduate? And almost 100%, very seldom, a student will give the Islamic year. Otherwise, it's always the English year. And if we might think of them, let us think of ourselves. In which year did we enroll in the madrasa? All of us will know the English day year. How many of us will know the Islamic year? Which year I enrolled? If it is, we'll try and quickly calculate it now. I'm 3 years in the madrasa. It's 1447, so 1444 I enrolled. Now we will quickly try and calculate it. But that also, just for the moment, on the spur of the moment. But besides that, we unfortunately don't have value for our Islamic things. And this is very important. A person, as we are all sitting, who of us know our Islamic date of birth? Which we should be knowing. And if we don't know our Islamic date of birth, then we should be at least knowing that later on, see how many things are connected with a person becomes Baligh, not according to the English calendar, but according to the Islamic calendar. If there was no signs of puberty, of becoming Baligh before the age of 15, and 15 years of age according to the Islamic calendar, that he will become Baligh. But we're not aware of the Islamic calendar. Zakat becomes compulsory according to the Islamic calendar. If we are calculating, and there are many people who calculate their zakat according to the English calendar, then in every 3 years, every 30 years, we will be missing out 1 year of our zakat. And many other things are all connected with the Islamic calendar, but it is not given any importance. Another thing very important also, which is according to the Islamic system. What comes first in the Islamic system, the day or the night? The night. And when does the night start? With sunset. So at sunset, it is 24 hours. So Isha Namaz, who of us, it will be difficult us to work it out or to comprehend it, that Isha Namaz is at 1:30, more or less, 1.5 hours after sunset. Isha Maghrib Namaz is at 24 hours, 00. And just at 3 minutes ihtiyat for caution, for in case there's some mistake in the watch or something, so 3 minutes are allowed, then adhan is given. But if we have to ask somebody what time is Isha Namaz, and he has to say it's at 1:30, we'll wonder what he's talking about. As Muslims, we'll wonder what he's talking about, whereas that is the correct thing. What time is Fajr? Fajr is at another 8 hours, so about 9:30, 10 o'clock. So if you ask somebody what time is Fajr, Fajr is at 10 o'clock. We all will find, what is this happening? Whereas for the right, we will find ourselves out of place. And for the wrong, Fajr is 6 o'clock. That is quite in order. We understand it properly. The same, Asr, what time? Asr about 1.5 hours before sunset. So that means 2, 24 hours will be Maghrib. So about 1.5 hours about that, 22.5 hours will be Asr Namaz. We all will find awkward. And Asr Namaz, 5 o'clock, that is quite in order. Let us see how far we have gone from the Islamic way of life. Not only in our thinking, but even in our practical life. To the best of my knowledge, in Saudi until not so long ago, couple of years ago, they should have the Islamic dates also, time also. Now, even from Haramain Sharifain, unfortunately, it isn't there anymore. It's only the English time. For the dates also, for the time also. Then there are a few Muslim countries. One Muslim country that I had visited, Tanzania, Zanzibar, there, mashallah, they still maintain the Islamic dates and time. But generally, and there are a few other countries in the world, but generally, even Muslim countries, all the Arab countries, we all have opted for the English day. And it is very, very sad. And we as individuals, as an Islamic organization, our Islamic events, like the walima of somebody, the nikah of somebody, we only give English dates. The time, we only give English time. And we fortunate will be those people who will make alive the Islamic time again and the Islamic calendar. In the people of the world will most probably laugh at them. But by Allah, they will be appreciated very greatly. And our object is to be accepted in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is very important. Then came, from which month must the Islamic year start? After deliberation on that also, it was decided on Muharram. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam decided to make hijrat in the month of Muharram. Though he made hijrat in the month of Rabiul Awwal, but the decision was made in the month of Muharram. So the month of Muharram was decided that that will be the first month of the Islamic calendar. How many of us know the Islamic calendar? On one occasion, one friend of ours who we studied together with in Deoband, and he was the most intelligent, the most advanced student in our Dora class. And almost every day he used to read Ibarat. And he was a real, real, mashallah, in every aspect, a very, very bright student. But after many years he came here, and he was now a contractor, building contractor in Bombay. And he, in dunya-wise, he had advanced very much. And he was collecting money for another madrasa. And he came and he asked me also for a donation. Whatever Allah meant, I had given him. And he was going to write the receipt. So he asked me the date. So I told him the Islamic date. And that completely baffled him. He couldn't comprehend the Islamic date. Who came first in Dora, who is to read the Ibarat every day. And then I told him the Islamic date. And then he asked me, he didn't want to write the whole month out, like Rabiul Awwal is the third month. He didn't want to write Rabiul Awwal. He just wanted to write the number of the month, the third month. So when I told him Rabiul Awwal, then he asked which number of the month, according to number, which year, month is it? And then after that, he put his pen down, he put his topi down, and he told me, Maulana, I'm so much in dunya that I've even forgotten the names of the Islamic months. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. That also I've forgotten. So just imagine, when we go into this other thing, we don't realize it, but we go so far away that a person doesn't even know the names of the month. And he doesn't know where the Islamic year starts also. And this don't think it's something just extra and unnecessary. It is part of our iman. Very important that we become conscious that we are Muslims. And we have been given our own calendar. And we should be different. And then in the month of Muharram, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come to Medina Sharif and he found the Jews that they were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. And he asked them the reason. They said it was the day that Allah had given salvation to Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun on that day. And in celebration of that day, we are also fasting. There are a few points to take lesson from here. One is when we have some celebration. Normally we celebrate by feasting. And Islam is allowed feasting also. Like walima, you slaughter an animal. Aqiqah, you slaughter an animal. So there is feasting also. And there is fasting also. The month of Ramadan is really in celebration of the great month of Ramadan and the revelation of the Quran. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرُ فَلْيَصُمْ. Those who find this month, that is, they are baligh, they are at home, etc., all the requirements, then in the honor of the month and the honor of the Quran Sharif, they should fast during the month. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship for Saudi, then he kept Rosa for 40 days, making shukr to Allah, that Allah, you gave me my citizenship, and I'm living here right, bejawari Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which today is part of the Haram Sharif. At that time, it was Madrasa-i Shar'iyya, which was just out of the Haram. But now with the extension of the Haram, it is part of the Haram. So in shukr of that, Hazrat had kept 40 rozas. So to make shukr, we should do it by fasting also. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, see, this is a religious matter, fasting. It's not a dunya matter. But that also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, to be different from the Jews and the Christians, we will fast on the 9th and 10th and the 10th and 11th. And it's to be different. So much of importance was laid that we are a distinct nation. No, we are a nation on our own. And everything of ours must be our own thing. But unfortunately, our way of dressing, by and large, when we are in the madrasa, we dress as... In fact, one good friend of mine wrote that he had given khilafat to some of his murids, but then he found that the murid goes jogging with his wife in the morning, and then he dresses and wearing Western clothing, and when he's jogging, and his wife also dressed like that. Now, just imagine a person who is a khalifa, and he also still dresses like that. So how far have we gone? We don't realize. We think these are small matters, but it takes us right far. That is our clothing and our dressing. As far as our thinking is concerned, which is most important, our aqaid, our frame of mind. And we all, a calendar time, we just think of English calendar and English time. We don't think of the Islamic time and Islamic calendar. And whereas we are students of deen, how many of us are in Dora already? We are in Iftar. We are alims and we are teaching for so many years. We don't know our own age according to Islamic calendar. We know it according to the English calendar. Anyone asks age, we think of our age, we just think of it according to the English calendar. All this is a great deficiency on our side. And a great deficiency in our imani life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave the clear instruction, Khaliful Yahuda wal Nasara. Go against the ways of the Jews and the Christians. But today, by and large, we all opt for the ways in the calendar time. We have opted for their way. Those of us who are like deeni conscious and our deeni matters, we all do according to their ways. And in the Quran Sharif we read, and it is the Surah Fatiha, which is Sab'i Masani, the seven verses which are often repeated. And in there, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, that we don't want to follow the ways of the مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, which are normally referred to as the Jews, and ضَالِّينَ, the Christians, all who are gone astray. And we will follow اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the straight path. The straight path is the Islamic path, the Islamic calendar, Islamic time. But unfortunately, we all have just opted for that. And Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious, to try and realize what might work out. And it is, there is an app that is available, And easily you can get your Islamic date of birth. I cannot make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala that my marhum father, on my birth certificate, he had written my Islamic date when I was born. So, therefore, alhamdulillah, I know my Islamic date from that time, and that my father gave me that importance that he wrote down the date. It was the 26th of Shawwal, and for the year 1365. And also he noted there, it was the day of Jumu'ah at 1 o'clock. So, alhamdulillah, and it was recorded. So, I know my Islamic date of birth, and I calculate it always according to that. So all of us, Allah give us tawfiq, that we try and work out our everything Islamically. We are Muslims. Everything of ours must be according to Islam. And we must give preference to Islam. But and we should bring that into our lives. And this hijrat, one is the physical hijrat that a person makes. And the other is the real muhajir, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-muhajiru man hajara. That he makes hijrat from all that what Allah has made haram. So look at our past year, all our weaknesses in any and every way, and particularly the Islamic calendar, that now we make tawbah and we're going to use the Islamic calendar. And only for necessity we will use the English calendar, like booking a flight, for example. Then we use that in English calendar. But otherwise, for all our own matters, and matters which are between us as Muslims, we will use only the Islamic calendar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. With that together, with the khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, and ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladhalin, it is very, very important that we boycott the ways and the ways of the kuffar. Completely, we have our distinct Islamic way. Today a person is a alim also, a great alim, but many of them are dressed with suit and tie. Even a tie, not only a suit, but even a tie. Trousers below the ankles, and the English pants, and dressed like the Westerners. We should have everything according to Islamic culture. Our thing should be everything according to Islam. So Allah bring that consciousness. So this boycotting, we should boycott all their ways. And today our holidays are like their holidays. Our education is like their education. Schooling, etc. What they teach in their schools, Darwin's theory of evolution, we teaching it in our schools also. How far have we gone? Which is open kufr. Darwin's theory of evolution, open kufr. But we are teaching it in our schools also. We don't realize that, and when you go on the wrong cause, you might think it's just a small matter, but it goes right to the end finally. It comes with all its baggage. And see how many of us, one good friend of ours, a good alim, and he told me himself, one day a friend of his told him that, Monana, this clothes you are wearing, this jersey, it's not right what you are wearing. So he asked, why, what's wrong? It was having that K-way. And how many people, good people, with our namaz, this K-way, we have got it on our clothing. And K-way is a firm, a Jewish firm. It's an international firm, and they won a big... the branch is in Cape Town, and one of the wars against the Palestinians, the Cape Town branch sponsored the whole war, and we are wearing it on our clothing. Another thing is Nike or Nike or just the tick sign. That's a Greek goddess of victory, and that is on our clothes also. So we don't realize how much we are imitating them. May Allah give us understanding and bring an Islamic way in everything, especially with the new year, that we bring everything Islamic in our way. Boycotting clover, Pepsi, Coke, every drop of it, if we are supporting the killing of the Palestinians. With our tongue, we are deriding them, that they are torturing the Palestinians. But with our money, we are supporting the spilling of the blood of the Palestinians. When we are drinking Coke, Pepsi, and Clover, and all the other, which are unnecessary things. They're not necessary in our lives also. So Allah give us tawfiq that with this hijrat, we take the great, great lesson of hijrat. And what I spoke about is only the tip of the iceberg, very little. And the gravity of it, the importance of it, also I haven't discussed it openly. It's very serious matter. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and accept us for His deen truly and completely and in every way.